Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and I hope you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. Father's Day is next. That's coming up in June, so let's not forget the fathers in our lives. You can email questions to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook and you're a mom or a dad, you should be. Of course, you can always visit my website, brucesalen.com, to listen or download any of the radio shows for free, or to order my forthcoming book, which is coming out in another week or two. It is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. The store is now open at brucesalen.com, and it's a perfect Father's Day gift. Plus, there's a very cool poster that is free with your pre-order of the book at brucesalen.com. Last week, we talked about manners. When is rude? Rude was the column that I wrote, which, again, you can find at brucesalen.com, and it really got a lot of attention. And it seemed to strike a nerve with a lot of parents and that generation of 20-somethings that seem to believe it is okay to text and use your phone at meals and around friends. And what was so interesting were that some of the comments were from that generation expressing their discomfort with all their friends that do it. It's very interesting. I never know when a subject will touch a nerve. And that's part of the fun of radio, especially live radio, and that's part of the fun of writing, because sometimes you hit one out of the park and sometimes you just strike out. I love the spontaneity of it all, and that's why I love writing, and that's why I love doing this show, and I hope you enjoy it. Sponsor slots are open. You can reach me at brucesalen.com or email me directly at bruce@brucesalen.com. This week's topic is based, as is usually the case, on the current A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Why Do They Like the Scariest Horror Movies? It's one of these subjects that I am confounded by. The quality of movies today, the depiction of gore and violence, specifically in that genre, which somebody has dubbed gore porn, and I think that's a great term for some of these horror films whose sole existence is to visualize, show, and degrade human beings in the most despicable ways. I don't get it. I don't get why somebody would pay money to go watch something like that. And it's kind of ironic. We've had a national debate about bin Laden's death, the right and wrong of, you know, celebrating his death. But more particularly, should there be a release of the photos of the dead bin Laden? And I can't imagine that being any more gory than the average horror film. And in the case of bin Laden, at least from my point of view, if it would lay to rest any lingering doubts, I say go for it. Because that sort of horror or gore has a place, whereas the fictional gore that they make in certain movies, I don't get it. So why do so many people, especially teenagers, like the scariest horror movies? What happened to the wholesome family movies? What happened to actors and characters like Fred McMurray, Mary Poppins, Lassie, and the good guys being cool? When did Fred become Freddy from the Nightmare on Elm Street matters? Or for that matter, what happened to Fred Flintstone and Wilma? A good scary movie is one thing, but movies that exist simply to portray the most creative, violent, gut-wrenching torture of another human being is completely beyond the pale to me. Psycho, the classic Alfred Hitchcock movie, was able to scare without showing anything, and it was in black and white. If you remember the infamous shower scene, all you saw was a knife, blood at the bottom of the bathtub, which was black because it was a black and white, and you heard screams, all done to that incredible Bernard Herrmann score. It was frightening, it was scary, and it did what I like any good drama to do, whether it's written or visual, which is it left something to the imagination. It let the audience go where it wanted to go. At its time, it was probably one of the scariest, if not the scariest scene in a movie to date. But that was movie making at its best. The Saw, Scream, and Friday the 13th movie series, Hostel, Grindhouse, and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have taken graphic imagery to a level that is dehumanizing to both society and, I think, to those individuals that watch it. Will the viewer of those movies ever understand real suffering? I wonder. My own boys have a love-hate relationship with these contemporary horror films, so I asked them directly what the appeal was, why they liked them, and their thoughts on the subject. I also questioned them about their love of movies, specifically my younger son David, who truly loves all forms of films. So I actually wrote and did an interview, which I will quote for you. This one is with my younger son, David. Me, do you like movies? David, yeah. Me, what are some of your favorites? David, Benjamin Button, Avatar, Inception, Toy Story, all of them, and Scream, all of them. Me, do you remember what your favorite movie was when you were a little kid? David, The Wizard of Oz. Well, lately you have become enamored of the Scream series, and in fact you made a deal with me, David, to take you to see the current one by offering to wash my car and bake my favorite pie. This is a lot for you to offer just to see a movie. Why did you want to see Scream 4 so much? To which David said, you normally wouldn't have gone with me. True. So I had to bribe you and I didn't want to have to wait for the DVD. So I then asked, was it worth it? Did you like Scream 4? Note, I hated it and I fell asleep rather than watch it after about 30 minutes. To which David replied, yes, it was tied with the first as my favorite. Number 3 was the suckiest one. Now, you know that's not my writing. That's a direct quote. All right, David, what is it about horror or scary movies that appeals to you? His response, there's only one horror movie that I like, the Scream franchise. They're not like normal horror movies. Well, how do you know that? What's different? I have seen many other horror movies, David said, like all the Friday the 13th movies, The Nightmare on Elm Street, and they all usually suck. Okay. Then I come back to what is it about Scream that you like? And David said, they're just fun. It's a big mystery movie because you never know who the killer is until the end. Well, I'm not sure what can be learned from that interview. So I went on to interview his older brother, Will, who has a greater passion for these contemporary movies. And I started with, you like horror movies, right, Will? Yeah, I do. To which I said, why? Actually, let me try that again. To which I said, why? Because they're entertaining to me, he said. To which I asked, well, what were your favorite movies when you were a kid? And he responded, James Bond movies. What are your favorite horror movie franchises now? Will said, Saw. That's my favorite one. Why? I asked. He said, it had a good storyline and everything. To which I said, your brother found Saw disgusting because of the graphic nature of the violence. What is it about seeing that sort of violence that appeals to you? And Will said, it's not the violence, it's the story of it and the message. What is the message, I asked. Will, just people take life for granted, and it shows how much they would do to stay alive. My son Will alluded to how he thought those Saw movies reflected somewhat on the value of life when he saw, and I use that word loosely, how much people were willing to do to save themselves. I would rather, of course, that these lessons be learned the way they were for me, in the movies that I loved when I was a teenager. Steve McQueen was the ultimate hero to me on his motorcycle in The Great Escape. A bunch of misfits saved the day in The Dirty Dozen, and Greg Peck led the way in destroying the guns of Navarone. Or am I doing the same judgmental thing that my parents did when they were shocked by the long hair on The Ed Sullivan Show? What are your thoughts? I welcome those comments and thoughts, certainly on the column, which is at bruceallen.com in the column section. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it is almost time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and I will get his take on this or whatever subject Wayne would like to speak about because I'm not so sure he is excited about talking about horror films, but we will find out. We will be back after this break to The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Hang on.